Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. In some rugby, Springbok assistant coach Mzwandile Stick and captain Siya Kolisi say the Boks are determined to deliver a complete 80-minute performance and finish the season on a high note against Wales in Cardiff today. A victory would see the Boks complete the season with 11 wins, while they are also aiming to win all their matches on their November tour for the first time since 2013. Stick and Kolisi warned that Wales will come out guns blazing, especially after losing their last 11 test matches.
Wales is always a tough team to play away. They play at home, so I think we're looking for that performance once again. And how we've approached this week, same as all the other weeks when we play test matches. But the key thing for us is that we just want to make sure that at least we finish strong. You know, if you don't perform well in this game, you've probably got the next 6 months being frustrated.
That match kicks off at 7:40 tonight. Over to some football, it's David versus Goliath when Gauteng Giants Mamelodi Sundowns go to battle against underdogs Makesi FC at the Free State Stadium in Bloemfontein today. Now, it's been a bit of a rough week for the Brazilians, who's had a bulk of their team away on national duty. Ronan Williams, Tebogo Mokoena and Ikram Reyners were among the six players who started for Bafana Bafana against South Sudan this past week. Masandawana head coach Manqoba Mngiti says that though the conditions of the tight schedule ahead of the final are harsh, no one is to blame.
There is nothing wrong to play league matches after the FIFA break because we've got maybe 3 days, 4 days after that. But it's just that a cup final immediately after the FIFA break is for me suicidal and worse to a club like ours. But having said that, I'm not leveling this to the PSL because the PSL did not know that Sundowns will be in the final.
So they go up against a team we've seen do great things in the cup competition this season. Makesi slaying Pirates in the first round. They've knocked out last year's Stellenbosch champions, Stellenbosch FC, in the quarterfinals. They were the reason the only KZN team, Richards Bay FC, fell out in the semi-finals, which led them to this point. That one kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight. And then closing off with some cricket, India are currently at the crease in day two of their test against Australia at the Optus Stadium for their second innings. Now, the visitors were pinned to 150 runs in their opening innings, taking 7 wickets in the final session. Jasprit Bumrah demolished the Australian top order, ending the day on 4-17. India restricting the bag greens to 104 all out. The visitors lead by 130 runs. That was before tea time, or just at tea time. The score there, 85 without loss. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.